Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com, along with Tom Leffer over at Leffer Commodities. Tom, on this Friday before Christmas, one more cattle on feed report for the month. How do we end up, sir?
Well, we had a cattle on feed report that you could be calling neutral, slightly bearish. And the bearishness is the placement number. We started off with the December on feed number. It was looking for 93.4% as an average guess. It came in at 94%. The November placements looking for 91.2. It actually came in at 94. In November marketing expected 100.2. It was 99. Now, that on-feed estimate at 94% of a year ago equals 11.328 million head of cattle. It's about 3% below the 3- and 5-year average. And when you look at the major states, Nebraska, it came in about 1% less than a year ago. Kansas was 8% less than on feed, and Texas was 10% less on feed. Now, as far as the placement number, at 94%, that's not a big number. It's still 6% below a year ago, but not quite as small as the trade was looking for when they was looking for at 91.2. That equals 1.923 million head of cattle. That's about 4% below the 5-year average. When you look at the major states, Texas is down 1% on placements versus a year ago, Nebraska 3% lower, and Kansas 5% lower. Looking at the weight breakdown, under 600-pound category was down 14%, 600 to 699-pound category 10% less, 700 to 799-pound category down 0.5%, and 800-plus category 10.5% more cattle. Now, the marketing number came in at 99%. They was looking for 100.2%. That is 1.761 million head of cattle. That is about 3.5% higher than what the 5-year average is. And when you look at the major states, Nebraska had a marketing 7% higher than a year ago. Kansas was down 1%, and Texas down 8%. Now, we also had more than just a cattle and feed report. Cold storage report came out. Beef stocks were 2.5% higher versus a month ago, but down 0.6% versus a year ago. Pork was down 7.5% versus a month ago, but are still looking at big numbers versus a year ago, 12.7% higher. Total poultry down 15.7% versus a month ago, but 10.2% higher versus a year ago. Now, keep in mind on these cattle numbers, we have seen this week our February live cattle highest trade they have seen in 9.5 months. March feeders, their highest trade they've seen in 5.5 months. And we have seen cash get back up to the 126 area. This report should not really hurt us a lot, but it's definitely not going to give us any more support, most likely at these higher levels.